Alcoa is officially moving its headquarters back to Pittsburgh, and it's at a time when worldwide sales of aluminum are on the rise. This is happening, at least in some part, because there can be environmental benefits of using aluminum in products. But there's a dirtier side to it. Aluminum production is energy intensive. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant looks at the emerging demand for greener aluminum.
In 2015, Ford kicked off a battle in the U.S. auto industry. The body of its iconic F-150 truck was no longer made of steel.
This is the Ford F-150, the only pickup with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body. Of all the full-size, half-ton pickups, it's got the highest gas mileage.
Ford pushed the benefits. Aluminum's lighter weight shaved 700 pounds off the F-150, improving its fuel efficiency and reducing tailpipe emissions. Then the competition, Chevy, fired back. Here's industry video blogger Ken Pilcher talking about it in 2015.
Instead of advertising Chevy's new features, they've been knocking Ford and aluminum by calling it weak and unfit for trucks.
But then?
Chevy has just been caught with their pants down. That's right, someone had better tell the marketing team to stop running those ads because Chevy's going to be using aluminum now too.
Industry analysts expect more U.S. automakers to significantly increase their use of aluminum in the coming years. One reason, despite President Trump's decision to halt new fuel efficiency standards, California and 12 other states are moving forward with tougher regulations, as are Europe and other countries around the world. Christine Keener says aluminum will help these efforts. She's vice president of commercial sales at Alcoa.
It is lightweight. It's durable, it's corrosion resistant, formable, and because of all of those wonderful properties, it's used in planes, cars, trucks, buses, trains, buildings, making all of them more energy efficient, as well as helping to reduce greenhouse gas emissions as a result.
This means the finished products, the trucks, buildings, and iPhones, are friendlier for the climate. Under the Paris Climate Agreement, nearly 200 countries are pushing to reduce their carbon footprints. President Trump pulled the U.S. out of that accord. But automakers, the electronics and packaging industries still face pressure from regulators, investors, and consumers around the world that want them to reduce carbon down their entire supply chain. And that's one area where aluminum is on shakier environmental ground. Producing it uses a lot of energy and emits a lot of greenhouse gases. Compare it with steel. For each ton of steel produced, 2 tons of carbon is emitted. For each ton of aluminum, the worldwide average is 11.7 tons of carbon, nearly 6 times as much. But Keener says not all aluminum is equal.
If you look at Alcoa's total purchased electricity, 71% came from renewable sources in 2016.
The amount of coal-powered aluminum produced has more than doubled since 2005, largely because of China's expansion into the market. Alcoa, along with Rio Tinto, an aluminum maker based in London, both with significant renewable hydroelectricity capacity, see this as a market opportunity. Alcoa introduced a new sustainable line last year. It includes a premium-priced product, which guarantees that each ton of aluminum produced creates no more than 2.5 tons of carbon emissions.
Which is an emissions ratio that is about 75% better than the industry average.
While demand is still relatively low, it's growing. There's an effort called the Aluminum Stewardship Initiative. It's a group of producers and manufacturers, including Alcoa and Apple, working to create an industry-wide certification for sustainable production. Fiona Solomon is the chief executive based in Australia. Like many certifications, she says this is starting as a way for a small percentage of producers to differentiate themselves.
But ultimately, standards programs want to kind of say, you know, we're trying to raise all boats here. You know, we're not just creating a label so that someone over there gets a premium and good for you. You know, we actually want to see that adopted broadly, you know, for it to become a mainstream expectation.
We spoke via Skype. Solomon says they expect to start certifying aluminum production by the end of this year. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.